we adore you, because indeed you are God. Thank you for this period of study. Father, we pray that you open our ears, that we will hear you speak to us, and your name, O Lord, in our lives will be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Last week, our study on giving is what we are going to continue. And just very, very briefly, can somebody just remind us about two lines what we studied on giving last week? Giving. Somebody want to tell us about giving, because we quickly went through what giving is, why we need to give, what we need to give, who we need to give, when we need to give. So there's need to remind ourselves before we go to the next topic. You are here.
Praise the Lord. I think last week we talked about giving, who we need to give to. And I remember we talked about we have to give to God. We have to give to people around us. I mean, our loved ones and everybody around us. And then there was this other issue we talked about. Talked about what are those things that we need to give, you know. And I think you concluded that this week we'll be talking about those things that we need to give to God and why we need to give those things to God and all those.
Praise the Lord. So, in the light of that, he has already opened up the topic, giving to God. And that is our topic for today, giving to God. So we go straight to, it's a lengthy one. So each person, just take the verses, one verse each. Starting from you, you take Deuteronomy 8, 11 to 13. So like that, you open to the next one. Then we all take one round, so that it will be fast and we'll be able to read the verses. So do you have your Bible? Maybe Pastor will help us. Pastor will take the lead. Deuteronomy 8, 11 to 13. The next person, 2 Corinthians 9, 12. We take it, NK. That's for you. Then, Okpe. That Luke 16 is lengthy. Maybe we leave that. Psalm 24, verse 1. 2 Corinthians 8, 10. Pastor will help us with that. 1 Corinthians 13, 3. Our brother will help us. 2 Corinthians 9, 12. Chino will help us with that. Then we start from the back. Genesis 4, 3 to 5. So we open to it. So shall we start with Pastor? Why do we give to God? Because God gave us all that we have. Deuteronomy 8, 11 to 13.
Deuteronomy 8, 11 to 13 says, make certain that you do not forget the Lord your God. Do not fail to obey any of his laws that I am giving you today. When you have all you want to eat and have built good houses to live in, and when your cattle and sheep, your silver and gold and all your other possessions have increased. Now 17 and 18. So then you must never think that you have made yourself wealthy by your own power and strength. Remember that it is the Lord your God who gives you the power to become rich. He does this because he is still faithful today to the covenant that he made with your ancestors. Finish.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All that we have has been given to us by God. To show our gratitude for God, what God has done through Christ. 2 Corinthians 9:12. NK.
This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God.
Praise the Lord. To avoid having God remove us from ministry and collecting from us the little he has given to us. Luke 16. It's the whole of Luke 16. We remember the story of the talents. That the master came, that was the parable, gave one 5, gave the other 3, and gave the other 1. And they all went to, to trade. The one with 5 came with 10. The one with 3 came with 6. And the one that had only 1 called the master a wicked master. He went to hide it. He did not do anything with what we had. And so it was taken away from him. So that we, if you have something and you deprive God of what you have, what you already have belongs to God, like we have rightly read, and he has the power to take it if it's not used even rightly. We even read in the papers today, one that after death, the EFCC took all that he had and was not useful to any member of his family. So the one that has power to give has the power to take. Praise the Lord. And everything we have is from and for God, and they don't belong to us. Because the moment we even sleep, do we remember even our cover cloth that we used to cover ourselves? No. We don't remember anything. So everything belongs to God. Sometimes even when we are sleeping, you hide something somewhere. Even under your pillow, when you are fast asleep, somebody will go there and take it. You don't know when they have taken it. Isn't it? So, you know, when my mother died, she used to collect a lot of plastic from parties. When she now died and I had to go and pack all the things in the house, I saw all these plastics somewhere, even rotten. What do we do with them? Everything we have belongs to God. And it is a command. 2 Corinthians 8:10. We read that last week. It is a command. Who is there? 2 Corinthians 8:10. And in this I give advice. It is to your advantage not only to be doing what you began and were desiring to do a year ago. 2 Corinthians 8:10. It is a command. It is an expression of our love and joy towards God. 1 Corinthians 13:3. We can run through. You have a comment? You have a comment?
You said I should read 1 Corinthians 13:3.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
It says, I may give away everything I have and even give up my body to be burned, but if I have no love, it does me no good.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, sir. It is an expression of our love and joy towards God. I want to say that, you know, when you say it's an expression of love, sometimes, you know, you don't even have anything to give. But because of your desire, your love, your concern, what you give, some people may even think it's so tiny or so little, but it is, you know, just to express yourself. You know, the Yoruba adage that says, "Enito di ese ofo to funa." Think about one bed. Amule, you know, out of love, even when you don't have, you still want to give. Praise the Lord. To meet real needs in the name of Jesus. So, to meet real needs. Because everything we are giving, we said last week, that those that had testimonies, God used some people to bring testimonies their way. So whatever we are giving to God. God is using us to meet needs. Somebody is praying for a microphone somewhere, and you just have a microphone lying in your house that it's not useful. You didn't even know you had been praying for this microphone. You just said, this is a microphone, it might be useful to somebody. And that is the time you brought the microphone. And to that person, it is answered prayers. It is a testimony. You know, you could say, maybe I don't even need it and overlook it. But God working through you leads you to doing that so that somebody can testify for God. Praise the Lord. We are going to the next one. What do we give to God? Everything. Is there anybody in Genesis 4:3-5? What do we give to God? We have said everything that we have is from God and is for God and is not ours. Genesis 4:3-5. Is anybody there?
And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto God. And Abel, he also brought of the firstling of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell.
Praise the Lord. We heard the story. There are so many of such stories that we hear and we read in the Bible over and over and over. The widow's mite, the widow gave all that she had. The one that fed the man of God gave her last. She was going to eat the last with her son and die. When the man of God came and said, go and prepare unto us, she gave her last to the man of God. After that, herself and her son still had enough to eat, and they were blessed. And the man of God said, they will have enough to eat until there will be no more famine in the land of Israel. And so it was for them. They had enough to eat till everything was over. Praise the Lord. When we give everything and we think we have given everything, there's no more. Yoruba says, ibi ti iranlowo eyan pin si nibe ni ti Olorun ti bere. When we think it is absolutely finished, and that is when God has just started dealing with us. Praise the Lord. What do we give to God? We give our body. Romans 12:1. Who is there?
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
Praise the Lord. We often say that there's a roadblock between the sinner and God, because those who want to serve God must serve Him in holiness. So we need to preserve our bodies, because our body is the temple of the Lord, and we should not defile the temple of the Lord, so that He can inhabit our body. And when God inhabits us through the Holy Spirit, we know that we will do exploits for Him, and God will live in us, and He will be by us all the time. Praise the Lord. So we need to give our body to God. His tithes. we read Malachi every time that we need to bring everything to the storehouse of God so that there will be food. The food they are talking about in the house is not the physical food that we eat. Everything, even the Yoruba says, Owoni, Keke, Ihirere. When we are going for missions, we need money to enter the bus to go and tell people that there's a mission in this place. Even in this church now, we are praying for a church land. When we eventually get a land, we need to pay for the land to settle down the church on a permanent basis so that the church will run through from generation unto generations. We need money in the house of God, even to meet individual needs. We need money in the house of God to spread the gospel. We need money for everything, like even in our own houses. And like we say in Yoruba that, Olorun wa ko da owo sile, he will use you, he will use me. So when we are talking of bring your tithes, we need to really bring our tithes so that the work of God can move and we in turn will be blessed. Praise the Lord. Offerings, who is in Exodus 25:2? Is somebody there?
Speak unto the children of Israel, that they may bring me an offering. Of every man that giveth it willingly, with his heart, ye shall take my offering.
Praise the Lord. When we pass the background on Sundays, we say we are collecting offerings. It is biblical. And even service is not complete without offering. So anytime we are attending services, we should always go with our offerings so that our service can be perfect. Praise the Lord. And our free will offerings. Free will offerings is what you just desire to give. You can give any time. You doesn't have to be offering time in the church. That you can give any time. Our vows. We often make vows. Sometimes when we are looking for something, we pledge that God, when you do this for me, this is what I will do. Our vows, we should pay. We should, when we make a vow, we should make sure that we pay our vows because we are doing it unto God. When we were making the vow, most of the time, God is not there. You hear some people when they come to church to do Thanksgiving. That's the time they will speak out. And when they were in this position, they pledged that if God will do this, they will come out and give testimonies. That is a vow. Praise the Lord. Our service, our time, our works, our deeds, they are all what we give unto God. All our services we are giving unto God. Even the work we are doing in the office, we are working unto God. We were discussing this evening because they say in Nigeria there's unemployment. Why is there unemployment? Because people are not working as unto God. When somebody will get to an office and see one person will see 7 billion naira from one office. And there are so many in the office. This one will take 7 billion. The other one will take 10 billion. Another one will take 100 billion. And the office will go with them. So when their children come and are looking for jobs, where is the work? That's why there is unemployment. Because people are not working, they are not committed and working as if they are working unto God. And believe God, that God that has brought them to this life is able to keep them. They look for corners, various corners, to cheat their employers, and eventually the companies will close down. We see so many warehouses which have been booming over the years. They've all closed down because people were not working as unto God. They were only there. Our people will say, I don't go to Kototo, yo, muti embe. And they will all take and take and take and take the place dry, and their children is coming and there's no job again. Praise the Lord. So we should be conscientious at work and give our service unto God, who is the rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Our finance in the proportion of our income, that is our tithes. God has not told us to go and seal for him. I once had a plumber. When they tell him, when they call him, he will call something, they sell 10 naira, 200 naira. When they are not called him, I said, why are you doing this? He said, it doesn't matter. She be called to Sadame Rani. That is to say that whichever way he gets his money, God, as long as he has given God his tithes, God does not bless that type of money because he thinks he will be blessed, but that's a cost to it. So don't think that because you have stolen some money, once you have given God tithes out of a stolen money, there is a way there. No way. Please, let us get that one very, very clear. God is not hungry. He doesn't need garri. He doesn't need rice. So we don't need to go and steal for him. So you give out of the money that God has blessed you with, not the money that you have stolen from. Praise the Lord. And what the Malachi told us is we give of the first fruits, and that was what we read in the offering of Cain and Abel, not bottom box. Let me continue spending and see what is left. Then from whatever is left, I can give to God. You take God's money first, and he will bless the balance. Praise the Lord. Our talents. We give God our talents. We know that God has given us diverse gifts, and that various gifts. Some have the gift of visiting, some have the gift of counseling, some have the gift of reading, some have the gift of explanation, various talents. Some people are so intelligent that before you say 10 times 10, they have given you the number. So all this God has given to us, and we should use it to glorify his name. And that is to say we use our talent positively to glorify God. Some people are so smart that they use it in a way that destroys. But when we use it in a way that God is glorified, we are giving it unto him. Praise the Lord. Then when we sing, we bring a sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. What are we doing? We are giving him praise. The Bible says, Opalongere. So when we praise God, God inhabits the praise of his people. So we should give God praise. There are even times that we are in a difficult situation. You can't even pray. All that you do is to sing songs of praises, and God will glorify himself, his name, even in the songs that we sing, even at such times. Praise the Lord. How do we give to God? How do we give to God? We read in the Bible that when we visit the prison yard, when we give to the needy, the widows, the people all around us, we are doing it to him. We are doing it unto him. Don't worry whatever name name they call. Just let our focus be right. And let's give in the spirit of God that he has commanded us to give, and we'll be blessed for it by giving to the church. If we don't give to the church, there's no way the church can expand. We need to give to the church so that the work of God can move on. Praise the Lord. And by committing ourselves to the work of God, we need to be committed. We need to be committed and be sincere, even in our service unto God. Praise the Lord. We go to the next one. What approach do we give God? We give God with gladness of heart, without grumbling. Without grumbling. And we give it not as a necessary, not because we are compelled to do it. Like we said, freely we have received, and freely we give. If somebody walks into your house now and say, just come, I brought you a check of 1 million naira, MTN and is saying, who wants to be a millionaire now? And you just get a phone call from MTN and they say, they have given you 1 million naira. You will be happy, isn't it? Even without working for it, you will be so happy. But I'm sure immediately, if MTN says, give me 100,000, how will you now feel? Out of 1 million, they say, give me 100,000. How many people will feel happy? That should be they have given me. Why are they asking again? That will be our first reaction. But freely we have received, and let's trust God for who he is. When God asked Abraham to give his only son, you know, Abraham willingly loaded his son with everything for the sacrifice, without looking back. We know God is not a wicked God. He said we should try him, and we know that he is good. Before Abraham slaughtered his son, what happened? God made a provision. It was only a test of his faith. I pray that we will not fail, even in our own tests, in Jesus' name. It was only a way to test his faith. And Abraham did not fail. And God was faithful. And God is still the same today. So if God gives you 1 million and says, give me the 1 million, try him, if you will not get even 10 million. Praise the Lord. So I think I've dealt with that. Not, it should be a free will offering, and it should be given to God. What are the results of giving to God? What are the results of giving to God? Is somebody in Malachi 3, 9 to 12? We may reap increased financial resources to enable us give more. There's a seeker that says givers never lack. The more you give, the more you receive. The more you give, the more you receive.
9 to 10. You are 9 to 10. Malachi 3:9-10.
Yes.
Yeah.
And injustice. Finish.
Praise the Lord.
Maker, this maker, okay.
That's Malachi.
Say, you are cursed. That's Malachi 3. Alright. I'm coming. Ye are cursed with a curse. For ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes unto the storehouse, that they may be meet in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall be not be a room enough to receive it. And I rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be
a delightful land,
saith the Lord of hosts.
Praise the Lord. All nations shall do what? Shall call you blessed. All the nations shall call you blessed, because you will be a delightful in the land, says the Lord. That is the promise to the people that gives rightly. Not the bottom box or the bottom pot, but when you give God what is due unto God, there is a promise of faith. Praise the Lord. We reap increase, we are bread. We reap the privilege of seeing others affected for Christ. I don't know if there's somebody, because you know there's wickedness in the world. There are some people that will not like to see other people prosper. You know, there are so many people like that. But when you have the heart of God, it will be your joy to see people progress. Because even in some offices, there are some C-title guys. They don't like to promote people under them. And they remain on one grade for a very, very long time. They are never promoted. When you see people behind you coming up, you know, you are making a way for yourselves. You too, you will be promoted. It is automatic. Behind him, God in turn will promote him, because he has sown a seed. Praise the Lord. And when you see people that God has used you for coming up, you will rejoice. Your heart will be gladdened. Praise the Lord. We will experience eternal reward. That is very, very automatic, because we are sowing a seed for God, and God has a reward for that we have done. And because we have been faithful in our giving, God will be faithful even in providing and meeting our own material needs. And he will bestow his spiritual riches even upon us. We will be rich spiritually, physically, and God will watch over us. He will keep us. He will not let evil things happen unto us. He will protect us, because we are useful tools in his hands. Praise the Lord. When should we give to God? We should give to God anytime God calls upon us, and we should always be ready and be willing. Praise the Lord. Before I read the conclusion, maybe I should just leave 2 minutes for contributions given unto God.
Sorry, before I give the contribution, I just want to say that anyone making contribution should just limit it to one of the items, not all. Just say something about one. I will start. I'll make a comment on item 8. In what approach do we give to God? I want to say that we should give to God not because we are expecting from God, but because God is God, and that all that he has given to us belong unto him. And giving to God means returning just something little out of what he has given to us. We know the story of the widow's mite. She gave not because she was expecting back. Abraham was willing to give his son not because he was expecting something back, but it was in obedience to God. Joseph gave his love to the people in the prison. He gave his love to his master, not because he was expecting something back, but in being obedient to God. Our giving to God should stem out of love for him, stem out of our recognition of who he is, and out of obedience to him. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, sir. Anybody has anything to contribute giving to God?
Amen. I also want to make just add to the giving unto God. That is, what do we give unto God? That is about the tithe. So I just want to say that with the light of the verse, that verse, we should have the mindset and to understand that when we fail to give our tithes and offering, we are cheating God. We are robbing God. So in other words, we are a thief. So may God help us not to be a thief. Jesus.
Thank you, sir. Any other contribution? Praise the Lord. I just want to say that in giving to God, we should be mindful of the fact that God is God. And I just want to remind us of the time God was when he was riding on the horse, and the people were jubilating and singing and dancing and doing everything to glorify God, and the Pharisees came and said they could stop the people from doing that. What did he tell them? He said if they stop, he has the power to even raise stones to praise the Lord. And I pray that they will not use stones in our places in Jesus' name. So that is why we must give freely and be mindful of the fact that whatever we are giving is being given back to the giver who has the power over everything. Praise the Lord. I will now read the conclusion. We notice these days that people are giving generously to various campaign organizations towards the election of certain people into high political positions. This is done because people are looking for favors from those that may possibly be elected. Favors such as future contracts, ministerial appointments, and so on. Their sole purpose in giving is so that their little will be multiplied to them. We Christians who have the general overseer, commander-in-chief, president for life, and the supreme king as our father should give our all to him, because he is able to do so much more than we can ask or think. That little investment we put into his work and his service. Praise the Lord.
In number 357. 357.
We thank God for the message this evening. I just ask each one of us, what have you gained from all of this? What has God spoken to you? Have you been robbing God? And are you willing now to stop robbing God? Has your pocket, your finances been oozed out by the devourer and you've been wondering why? Think about it. Have you been searching for one thing or the other, and the little you have, you've been keeping to yourself? Maybe God is asking you, like you have in Malachi chapter 3, try me. He's saying to you, try me. Are you willing to try God? He is a faithful God. He does not owe any man. He is not a hungry person. Everything belongs to him. What you give to him does not make him richer, but it makes you richer. As we go to God in prayer, if God is telling you anything concerning this, settle it with him tonight. If you have any question concerning it, I'll be available to answer your questions. Shall we stand up as we pray? Father God, we want to thank you for reminding us that when we refuse to give to you, we are robbing you. Or when we give to you not adequate, we are robbing you. Lord, we don't want to be thieves. We don't want to be robbers. We want to give unto you as it is due unto you. Our tithes, our offerings, and our free will offerings. Thank you, Lord, for the so many that we have in the scriptures that have benefited from giving unto you freely. Thank you because you have given unto us freely. There are many out there who have worked and labored much more than we have labored and have nothing to show for it. Thank you because we have something to show for it. We ask, Lord, this evening that your Holy Spirit will speak to us, and we will hear and we will heed the warning that you pass on to us in the name of Jesus. Father, we commit ourselves unto your hand in a very special way tonight, that Lord, none of us shall live here just as we have come, but we shall live with your blessing. We shall live with the knowledge that you have given unto us, that we will apply to our lives in the name of Jesus. We give you thanks, Father, for we know that while we yet speak, you will answer, and you will put testimonies in our lips in the name of Jesus, so that we can be victorious. Since you say, they overcame him by the word of God and their testimony. We have your word. Give us testimonies in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall live in the presence of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the true fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Amen.
Today, and that is being generous and giving, the place of this in the life of a disciple. And we know that this particular item has simple spiritual laws. And later you may have to, you may want to check this. And we know that the Bible said that my people perish for lack of knowledge. So we need to have this knowledge so that we do not perish and we do not lack due to the fact that we are not using this knowledge. And for this, it's a four-week teaching, just like the one on purity. And our mother, Mrs. Bashorun, will teach during this Wednesday evening for the next today and the next 3 weeks. And we pray that God will speak through her so that we will all be able to learn and be blessed by what she has to teach us. Please.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for today. I've been given this topic a while ago and I've been praying about it. And I thank God that the hour has come that we should share. God is good. And all the time, the Lord is forever good. We praise God for his special touch upon our lives every day. As my senior sister has said, I am not a teacher. We are just going to discuss because it's something that is very sensitive, very important, and we all have various ideas about the topic, and the topic is giving. And in various ways, we have all given. In various ways, we have received gifts and different gifts also. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for this time of sharing. Father, we pray that as we share even your knowledge of giving, even in our lives, that indeed, Lord, you will grant us the grace even to move forward, even in this area of your command, even unto us. That, Lord, even after hearing, we will not remain the same again. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, Lord. For in Jesus' name we pray. We all have the papers. If you don't have one, please share with the person near to you. So we are going to start. And the text is 2 Corinthians 8, 1 to 15. We all have our Bibles also. It's a time of sharing. We are all going to give. 2 Corinthians 8, 1 to 15. And 2 Corinthians 9, 1 to 15. The time is against us, so we will refer to our text as we go on in our discussion. And what we have here is what is giving, the meaning of giving. I don't know, we have all been giving. All of us, we have given something at one time or the other. Maybe somebody can just tell us what he or she has an idea of what giving should be. What do we understand by the word giving? Pastor, please.
Giving means giving of one possession, out of one possession to another fellow.
Thank you, Pastor. As you can see, we have to move fast. So, Pastor has told us his own idea of giving, and I think it is right also. And the dictionary meaning of giving, as we have in the handout, we have is one, to hand over something to someone, to give something to someone. It could be anything. It's yours and you are just giving it out. That's the dictionary meaning of giving. 1001 meanings in the dictionary. I've just picked out this few. You are to offer something to someone. Both of them, they are similar. You are offering something, like Pastor said, like our offering that we give. Then to transfer ownership of something. They all have the same meaning. If you transfer, you have this thing belongs to you, and you are just giving it out to somebody without asking of it again. Then to provide or administer. So that is the dictionary meaning of giving. There are a lot more. We will hear more as we move forward in the study. Then, as we know of John 3:16, for God so loved the world. It's a verse that we all share freely. For God so loved the world that he gave, that is the totality of himself, that whosoever believes in that sharing will not perish. I don't know if we all catch up with that text, John 3:16, which is a familiar text. We all say it loud, and even when we want to share Christ, that is the most popular verse that we share with unbelievers. But right unto us, it's giving the totality. God gave the totality of himself. And in fact, it's a perfect giving. That anybody who believes will share. So that is the biblical meaning of giving. It's a perfect giving. Giving of oneself. Oneself, and we know all the story of what Jesus went through, even in sharing himself, that we might have life. I don't know if somebody has something to say about this, that John 3:16. I don't know if Mrs. Ebande will tell us something about John 3:16. We want a pastor to talk about it.
John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that we will not perish. It's a very important thing. It's an act of giving. And that is the central point of giving. When we give, sometimes we give what we do not need. What is not, if we give it, we don't feel it. But we are, through this verse, we are being encouraged as Christians that we should give people what matters to those people. You know what I mean? Not necessarily what matters to us, because what I cherish, another person may not cherish it. But God will give us an inner eye into the needs of people. And then when we give, when God gave us his son, God does not need redemption at all. He does not need it. We are the one that need redemption. Sometimes when we give, we are waiting for a comeback of what we give. That is not the essence of giving. You give and you forget about it. You are surely going to reap, but it's not in the same moment. So we don't have to worry ourselves about that. But the laudable thing that God has given us, we should follow suit and give, and then be grateful to him that we will not perish. Is that okay, ma?
Thank you, ma. Praise the Lord. Now, I think, are we all satisfied with the definition of giving, so that before we go to the next session, we know that the definition of giving is clear to everybody. And the height of giving, as we learned, is that God gave himself,
as to us as an example. So why do we give? Why do we need to give? In the paper we passed round, the first one says, because we have also received, and that's the same John 3:16. God has given himself to us. He has demonstrated a perfect love even unto us on the cross of Calvary. And if we go to that Matthew 10:8 says, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. That is the mandate. John 3:16 says that he has given himself unto us, and when we have received him, he has empowered us. And when he has empowered us to do all this, he says, we have received salvation freely, we have received power freely, or did we pay for it? He gave us everything freely. And so, the mandate that we have, even everything we have, everything we own, we have freely received. Some people will say, they work very, very, very hard. I don't sleep all day, I don't sleep all night to have what I have. I want to say here today that some people even work harder. Some people toil harder. That, in fact, imagine, you know, where I work, I see some people going to their farm in the morning. You see them looking dry, wretched, and they are in the farm as early as 6 a.m. What do they go with? Small water and garri. Maybe they will get a small rat in the farm to roast and eat with the garri. They have worked so hard, but what do they get for it? So it's not hard work. Hard work may be a factor, but it's not all of it. Like we heard in the story of the sower, you drop the seed and God waters. So whatever we have received of God. And the mandate that we have in Matthew 10:8 is that freely we have received and freely we should give. And the next one says, it provides help. Why we should give? We are talking of why we should give. Because we have been mandated to give. It is a mandate. So it provides help for those who need help. When we are in need, God has planned for others to come to our assistance. And we see that in 2 Corinthians 8:14. You know, when we pray that God should help us, we pray that God should help us. We heard of the testimony of our mommy on Sunday. You know, God has various ways of meeting people's needs. She has gone to that place for a particular transaction, and somebody has just allowed herself to be used of God to be able to meet that particular need. Praise the Lord. So we should also, in turn, surrender ourselves for God to be used to meet other people's needs. Various testimonies that we receive, God has used somebody. God has used somebody. It could be your turn to be used to meet somebody else's need. Don't resist. Do not resist. That is the mandate that we have. God gave himself freely. And freely we have received. And freely we should give. It shows our love for Jesus Christ, as he is an example of one who gave. All the texts are there because of our time. So you can go through it in your private time. And we know that the John 3:16 is still the bottom line, that God gave himself an example of love. He died for us. He did everything. He went through the shame for us. So when we are giving, we are only showing to God that we appreciate his love for us. And it also proves that we have love. We have love and sincere love for others. If we remember the testimony that our mother shared on Sunday, how the woman came, even when she thought all was finished, it's when she had the telephone conversation. But this woman had a passion for her. It's real love to know that this is what she wants and she is in a position to help her out. You know, if there's no love, she will just say, just leave out Jare, let her finish and go. But because of love that she had, even without knowing her, she allowed herself to be used of God. And that was why we had a testimony. God has commanded us to give. It is a command. Freely ye receive and freely give. And giving, as we see in 2 Corinthians 9:12 to 13, is a form of witnessing. You know, when you do something, you give love to somebody. Somehow, you are attracting that person to yourself. Some people will even wonder, why is he doing all this? You know? They want to ask. They want to know more about you. And when they ask her, and they say, she's a Christian, you know, that is winning them over. Giving love is winning people over. So we see why we do need to give. And we should give even readily too. We go to the next one. Please, because of time, I'm trying to move very fast. What do we give? We had the example of Jesus Christ that gave himself. Jesus gave himself unto us. So what should we give? We give ourselves back unto the Lord that has given us even himself and has made us even for his own glory. So when we are giving tithes on Sundays, we say we should give ourselves so that our tithes will be acceptable in his sight. We give ourselves first. We give that we give glory to God. And you give, the word of God says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So give what is in your heart. And make sure that your heart is in tune with God always, so that you can give rightly. Praise the Lord. I don't know if anybody wants to contribute again at this time. I am not a teacher. I said we have teachers here, but I'm not a teacher. What else can we give? Well, the time is not too much of our friend, so maybe we think about it. So when we are rolling over next week, we share that again. And who do we give? Like we said, in what do we give? We give first unto God, because he owns our being, and
He created us. Without him, we probably would not have been, and we would not have been created. And so our first gift is unto God. And what do we give God? We said we should give ourselves. We will go into that as our next study next week. What do we give unto God? So that is what we are going to go through next week. That's our next study. We give the less privileged and giving loved ones. Those two will come in our week 3 study. So we will deal with them extensively. The one for God next week, and the gifts to others the other week. How do we give? How do we give? I want to throw this open. How do we give? Anybody?
In giving, I think we should just listen to the prompting of the Holy Spirit, because He will direct us as to the needs of other people, or make us to hear the needs of other people. And then with the Bible instruction on giving, your tithe, your offering, your free will offering, and all that is there for us to do, you know, freely towards God. It's not to the letter, but to do freely and willingly and cheerfully, because He loves a cheerful giver.
Praise the Lord. How do we give? We give without announcements. Not like we want to, it's like fundraising. Oh, somebody has given this, so that everybody will know that you have given something. We do it unannounced, because whatever we are doing unto the Lord. Whatever we are giving, it is the Lord's. And we have the Lord's leading even in our givings. So when we are giving, we should give without making publications. You know, when I go to this launching, and we went to one time, even in a church, and somebody will give a check in the church auditorium, and the MC will say, ah, this one has given. And when the pastor gave, even the clergy, we just said, this one, that we did not budget for all these announcements, and we have been invited. So, under that circumstance, if you have anything to give, you just give it and leave the place. So they will not know what you have given or whatever. I think our brother has something to say.
Amen. I just want to add to what our pastor have said earlier, and then I think in our various in our past study, even on Sunday, concerning Sundays, if you look at Sunday's message, keep yourself pure. You know, in our past study, we talk about purity, being in a state of having a pure heart, and this very. But the first decision here, the first topic here on how do we give, said we should give. They say whoever wanted to give should give as he proposed in his heart. So, having said that, everything we had belong to God. God give it to us. So therefore, God owns it, and God owns us. Whatever we have, we also received it. And then, if we now go back to our previous past study, we found that in the book of Matthew, when Jesus Christ was talking about those that will see God, he said those that have pure heart, they will see God. That means when it's only person that know God, that have a pure heart, that can give. So from your heart, because before you can, that means before you can give, God must have talked to you. You must have received from God. So what you should give. So because that is my contribution.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, our brother. He says, decide in your heart what you want to give. Give purposefully and not hesitantly or grudgingly. Give freely without having to be made feel guilty. Give in the spirit of cheerfulness. If we read the 2 Corinthians 9, 7 and 8, it says, so let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And verse 8 says, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, that you always having sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. Praise the Lord. That is to say that even the spirit of giving is grace. The grace to give, we need to pray for, so that when we have that grace, we'll be able to give even as God has commanded us to give freely, cheerfully, not grudgingly. Oh, if I give this one now, and he has come again, and this and that. So let us give of a free mind. Let us give of a free mind. No, the widow gave all that she had, and we never read in the Bible that she lacked. The woman and her son, the Shunammite woman, gave even what they had. And the word of God says they had abundance until famine was over in Israel. And I also have a testimony. There was a day a friend came in with her mother-in-law. And that day, my need was much. I needed about 5,000. I had about 200 naira. I was hesitant to go out because what I had was not enough to meet my outing. So I was just thinking of how to get more money. And I stayed in the house. It was early in the morning. I dropped my children in school. I wasn't supposed to come back home. I came back because I had no money. And that 200 naira was just nothing to what I needed. And this, my friend, just came from Maitu. She came in, she walked in with her mother. And I thought she had just come on a visit. When she said they had a need. And what was their need? It was just the 200 naira I had. Just that 200 naira. And I said, so that 200 naira, we meet your own need? She said, yes. Are you sure? She said, yes. I said, okay, take. This is all that I have. But I am saying at home because this 200 naira will not do anything. So you can have it. And to the glory of the Lord, that day God met my own need and I was able to go out. I mean, when my husband came and I told him, he couldn't believe it. I said, but God did it. Because I just said, because if I held down to that 200 naira, I would not have been able to go out. And it was going to meet her own need. And that was why they came all the way from my two. So, I mean, all these things, they are real. They are real. And God is real. So let us put this into practice and really know that God is faithful. So we go to the last portion that says, when do we give? When do we give? When should we give? We should give every time the need arises. Anytime the need arises, we should give. You know, there's a way the Lord speaks into our hearts. And that still small voice speaks into us what to do. But most of the time, we don't listen. Let us listen to God as He talks to us. anytime there is need to give. And God has really made the provisions for you. Please give. That is the mandate that we have. Freely ye receive, freely give. I want to tell us that even in giving, people will call us fools. They will call you names that maybe you don't even know what you are doing. Even to the person that you have given, sometimes we look at you as a fool. Does he not know, or does he not know what he's doing? But we are working for God. We are not men pleasers. And I will tell you that my great uncle, before he died, just what all he said in his last few days was, whatsoever you know how to do, do it. And I now asked him, I said, but when you give, they call you fool. Only don't answer them. If they call you fool, if that is what the Lord is saying, do, do. Because everybody is going to reap. Sometimes some people complain that they don't have this, they don't have that. They have tried so hard, stretched hand here, stretched hand there. But have they been of blessings to other people? That is the question we should keep asking ourselves. Even in times of our own needs, you challenge God. God, I have done according to your will. I gave the 200 naira I had. And I said, God, thank you even for this opportunity. Because this 200 naira was useless to me as far as I was concerned. I wouldn't be able to go out. And I gave it. I was so blank. Not that I was expecting anything. I had made up my mind to stay in the house. When God raised my own hell from nowhere. So many times. So let us give at all times. It is a mandate. God gave himself an example unto us. Freely, he has given us the clothes we are wearing. How much did we even pay for this air that we are breathing? Because without which, nobody can live. If there's suffocation anywhere here now, everybody is going to collapse. We sleep, we wake up. God has still given us life. So what do we give to the giver of the life? We should remember that we should give ourselves to God. And we should share what he has given unto us, even to his own people. Praise the Lord. And I will read the conclusion.